Yes, my bad.
Mark, before you come in, you also check to see on the approval whether or not we can have 20 acres as well. It's a very large room. I think they can have 20 to 24 in there. See what I mean? Yeah, yeah. See, it's much bigger than the family dining room. You can get me a check on it and come right back in. Dave Rosa sent me to give me some names, and then I can work out the list with you. Well, it's not a...
Well, it is, because that's the kind of thing, if we can't do this sort of checking in here, once we have, we had to check the events, and they've been working on what their plans are, which they've been joking around too. There's also crossfire between them and Henry as to where to point to. I think we've got somebody, I know there's somebody over there that's met with the fence, because they think this is their operation, and they were planning to have their joint chiefs of staff and the secretary.
They don't want in.
To welcome the people home and this kind of stuff.
Well, hell, the president has to act.
Of course.
Of course. If there's to be something,
and that's anticipated. That's, we're dealing with some little guy in that's had a project for currently 5 years of how to bring the POWs home.
Really held down home.
And so I've got to get it untangled. They're all upset because, you know, Henry's worked out the way the airplane should go or something, and they don't think he should be doing that. They think they should. So that, I think they're putting this out to try and pull it.
Yeah, that's nice.
Stir that up, but I'll find out.
Surprised they haven't hit some.
why 4 liters was the last that they ate.
At your front door. Okay, then you just can have 4 of these people. But if one of these people up in here in this group drops out, like the Catholics can come.
Thank you.
it's a lot of your time. Well, it is a problem to be sure it is a toast.
The toast is not difficult. I don't have it.
Yeah, correct. But you can get, see, you save that one the same. And you had to see him in the office anyway.
I
as long as you got him here and have to see him in the office.
I would make them all. I would make them all informal visits with the dinner.
Yeah.
And I see them one day. If you have formal visits,
yeah,
you
have
to
be very
close. I've got to return them all around.
And now it's starting, you know, Henry's pushing it, and you're starting to get more and more into the Camp David stuff and the other goodies.
No.
As we get into them, who gets a little bit more than someone?
No. Who's running the Camp David now?
He.
Which is my problem.
That's just a sure. No. The British have now raised the question of whether they would very much like to have a luncheon for you at the embassy. And they've raised the question of whether Henry thinks you might want to do it just to show special favor because of you've never done it except for Pompidou.
I'll do it.
And you go to Camp David anyway, so you could go to the embassy for lunch and then take the helicopter from the Naval Observatory right by the embassy there and chop right to Camp David.
Right.
It would be a sign of special favor that
right.
He thought you might want to do since they stood there.
Right.
With you.
Right. But that will turn down all others in the future if you say that was personal. You understand? I don't want Henry to push me on any other lunch anymore, so I'm not going to go to
He isn't really pushing on this one. He said, I think you ought to raise it because the president might want to do it as a show of special favor. There's no problem if he doesn't. They'd love to do all that stuff, you know. Prime Minister did for you. You're pretty well stuck with him for that day anyways.
Eight
column headlines.